How to make the invisible visible is a poetic idea, but under Level 3 restrictions, also a logistical challenge. A new exhibition at the Crawford in Cork set out to explore the electromagnetic radiation that moves about unseen and unheard, X-rays, infrared, UV, microwaves and gamma rays, and somehow put it all on show. But new COVID restrictions mean that show, Invisible Light, which was due to open tomorrow, is added to 2020's injury list, meaning, aptly, for the moment, you can't see it. So, how to make the invisible visible, wondered Culturefile's Rachel Andrews, who visited the gallery to experience Invisible Light, as well as meet the show's organisers, Dennis Connolly and Anne Cleary, before turning everything into the invisible rays of radio you're about to receive.
I'm standing in the upper gallery of the Crawford Art Gallery in Cork. I'm surrounded by television screens, a computer, a deflated sphere, a makeshift teepee. On one of the large walls are a series of X-rays bathed in multicolour.
We've always been interested in light as visual artists, and a lot of the work that we've produced over the years has been specifically light pieces.
In the middle of the room, on a small, black and yellow table, there is a banana, a microphone placed alongside it. It appears to be emitting some musical chimes.
Really nothing exists until it's perceived by the beholder.
I'm looking at the construction of Invisible Light, the new exhibition by Anne Cleary and Dennis Connolly. The exhibition looks for ways to translate all the light we can't see. Infrared radiation, ultraviolet light, X-rays, microwaves, gamma rays, into something tangible. I walk over to the banana. Is it really making music?
My name is Dennis Connolly, and I'm an artist, an architect by education.
My name's Anne Cleary. I'm also a visual artist, an architect, an educator and a curator, and we work together under the name of School of Looking. Our work has been about looking. Light is a medium for looking.
In this exhibition we said, well, we're aware that beyond the violet and beyond the red of the rainbow, there are invisible colours. First question was, well, for example, if you go beyond the violet, could you consider that those are colours even if they are invisible?
We're trying to make them perceptible. So with banana music, for example, because we take the photon from the banana and we use that to generate music, it makes people aware that this light is being emitted from the banana. With ultraviolet, we've made an artwork which is called the UV teepee, and in there, you go in there with a UV handheld lamp. We've got a display of fluorescent objects in there, quite beautiful objects that we've collected over the year. What's really beautiful about it is there's incredible things in nature that fluoresce. For example, we found these tiny little periwinkle shells. We've got several big pile of them. They're so beautiful.
And when you look at them, they're quite grey. They're kind of grey and beige.
Yeah, and then you shine the light on them, and they've got a heart of fire. It's incredible.
It's like a little pink heart.
Yeah, just like glows from the centre of them. This fluorescence is beautiful.
Surrounded by a blue halo. So it's quite magical, really.
Yeah. Every piece has something that, some way of rendering visible the invisible light.
I stand in front of one of the television screens, looking at my image as it is converted from infrared to black and white to blue and yellow. I know that these are ways for me to try and understand the colours that I can't see, just as the television screen on the other wall showing images of animals, dogs, cats, orangutans, tries to help us imagine how an animal might see. Does the dog choose a green ball or a red one? We don't know how animals see, the artists tell me, but we are trying to imagine, trying to investigate. We are trying to make looking the centre of our art.
We did this project in partnership with Tyndall and with IPIC in Cork, and they had access to X-ray material, which we were going to work with the scientists to do some quite interesting and cutting-edge sort of stuff with them, with X-ray photographs. And then that fell apart, obviously, because of the lockdown. We simply made contact with all of our friends and we asked them, do you have x-rays to give us? We got access to about 300 x-rays, I think, out of which we were able to kind of construct a whole human body, three human bodies, kind of like a photographic Frankenstein of, you know, transparent photographs. It's quite a beautiful construction of three bodies out of these transparent photographs of them.
Before I leave, I stand in front of the x-ray installation. Three large, multicoloured bodies put together in fragments. A torso here, a hand there, here a foot. Behind each of these x-rays is a story. Here someone had a hip replacement. Here someone broke a knee. Our human trauma depicted from the inside out. Here at the Crawford Art Gallery, have I seen the invisible made visible? For a few minutes, I think that I have.
Rachel Andrews there, shining a light on invisible light, the corporeal version of which show at the Crawford has been temporarily placed on hold by COVID restrictions until the exhibition can open. Anne Cleary and Dennis Connolly, who you heard from there, will be delivering incorporeal tours online from the Crawford Gallery to schools around the country. More info at crawfordgallery.ie/exhibitions.